Now, as you heard from the Minister for Health on Friday morning's programme, Mary Butler, she's moved to reassure parents and individuals that there will be changes going forward to ensure what happened in the child and adolescent mental health services for the county will not happen again, but also has confirmed as well a number of extra resources, scan nurses to be appointed in Kerry as well, and there will be as well 310 more files to be examined in a 12-month time frame, a further review of North Kerry CAMHS underway over the continuing ongoing fear of clinical problems, clinical risk to service users. With me on the line to talk about it in more detail in the aftermath of that report coming out is Davin Godfrey, a former service user at North Kerry CAMHS. Davin, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. You've had time to take in the report and see what the response from the government has been. How are you feeling about it now, Davin, in terms of what needs to happen here on behalf of service users?
Well, Terry, first of all, look, I thank you for having me on the show to discuss the aftermath of this. I've been a regular feature now for the last 2 or 3 years on with you here, and you know, we've been awaiting the report ever since. This is the first time I'm commenting on the report and on air with you, and I'm absolutely disgusted by what I'm reading. 53% of cases that were reviewed by the review team in North Kerry CAMHS were viewed to be at risk of harm. And I mean, there's this report detailed a high rate of prescribing of psychotropic medication across the board, in addition to several other failures. And I mean, everybody's outraged here in Kerry at the moment.
Yeah, I can imagine that is the case. Are you heartened by the fact, though, that there will be a further review, that another 310 files, and that it will be done maybe in a more timely fashion or quicker fashion than the original review was done?
The phase one report into North Kerry CAMHS by Dr. Halpin took in around 3 years to complete. It was a detailed report, but it was excessive in time. I met with the Minister of State Responsibility for Mental Health, Mary Butler, when she was in Kerry last week, and she committed that a further review would be undertaken, and that review, as you just mentioned there, in regards to, you know, in around the cases of 300 cases, that would take approximately 12 months to complete and would not be delayed or protracted as much as the review review in question. Furthermore, I met with the HCCO Bernard Gloucester in Limerick on Friday in his office, and you know, we discussed the report in detail and we shared the same views that a further review is required. Thankfully, that is now underway. And I'm very heartened to hear that the HSE have no objections to reviewing further should that be necessary, which it is my perspective and it is certainly the perspective of a lot of the service users, political representatives, legal representatives, that an even broader review, a phase three and possibly a phase four review will be required on the back of the second phase, which is now underway.
Why?
Well, that the writing seems to be on the wall on that, Jerry. I mean, all you have to do is read the report by Dr. Halpin that was published last week, and you know the findings in that report, the devastation that was caused to the families, to the you know, to service users. What really struck me there was intellectual disability. Young people who were attending with North Kerry CAMHS. Non-verbal autistic, you know, Down syndrome, some of the most vulnerable people in the county, and many of those were harmed at the hands of this service, you know. And you look at you look at my case, and you see that, you know, concerns are raised as far back as 2010. You know, I've been speaking to people. I'm very fortunate to be in a position where people are sharing their stories with me. And, you know, as far as I can read it, these concerns extend back even broader than 2010.
Okay. All right. That's why you feel there need to be more reviews. On the recommendations, one of the issues here is obviously a resource issue, lack of oversight and all of those things. And that's still to be worked out in terms of the accountability for all of that. But on the wider question, and the announcement coming that there is now, thankfully, a lead psychologist has been appointed and contracts have been signed, there needs to be four. One of the problems with that, has been recruitment and retention, which is a consistent problem in this area, consistent problem across our health service, but particularly in mental health services. Are you hopeful, or what can be done about that? Or does more need to be done to try, if possible, get people to fill those roles?
Look, we'll speak on the issue of recruitment, first of all. Any prospective professional who's seeking employment in this field, I can't see them being attracted to the bad publicity and the controversy that's surrounding this at the moment. They're going to get caught up in it. Why would they want to work there, you know? Would they rather work somewhere else, potentially in a private setting, which isn't shrouded by controversy? That seems to be the more conceivable option, in my opinion, you know. That's the first one, is recruitment. There needs to be people recruited here. And, you know, to be absolutely fair to the HSC, they are making efforts on that. And I support them on that all the way. Secondly is retention. So, as I understand it from speaking to the minister, the clinicians and the staff who were employed at North Kerry CAMHS during the actual incidents herein are no longer employed there. The staff members in question are new and are not linked to the incidences herein. And that's a positive. But in terms of retention, yeah, morale is quite low at the moment. And understandably, you know. So there has to be a boost in morale there.
And hopefully that will happen with the arrival of resources and more people being appointed. Davin, listen, thanks for giving us your view on that. We'll see where it goes from here and keep an eye on it. But thanks for talking to us. That's Davin Godfrey with us on the line about the continuing fallout from the North Kerry CAMHS report published last week.